Sand-battered tents flap in the powerful desert wind. Yemeni men, women and children escape the heat and dust by sheltering inside. These families have been forced to flee after being caught up in fighting between heavily armed rebels and government forces. A Saudi-led bombing campaign against Houthi militias has only intensified civilian danger. Hassan Abdul Hassan and his family are among those who now call the camp home. Sitting cross-legged inside with children looking on, he describes how escalating violence made it impossible to stay.
Our house in Taiz was hit by a rocket. It killed my brother's wife and one of my nephew. Another nephew got injured and became blind. He's at the hospital still, and my brother by his side.
His native city now engulfed by heavy fighting. The chances of Hassan going home soon look remote. Conditions are tough here, but at least the sounds of warfare are absent and his children can walk without fear.
In this tent, it's really hot. You feel it right away. Moreover, it's small and we are a big family, all living here.
Getting enough food and water keeps the adults busy in the midday heat. Makeshift swings and even a slide have been provided to help the children pass the time. There's little laughter here, and Abdulrahman Manwar, a UNHCR community services officer in the camp, says the suffering is plain to see.
We have many refugees who recently arrived to the camp, which you can see from their faces, and whenever you talk to them, you can see that they are traumatized.
There are more than 2,700 people who now call the Makazi camp home. Babies are being born under canvas, 10 one recent week, and a new UN nutrition unit's just opened. In decades past, it was Somalis fleeing war who settled in Djibouti. But now it's the turn of Yemeni civilians to find some peace in this unlikely sanctuary. Matthew Wells, United Nations.